welcome into the show, season 3 edition of our honorary Captain Nerd of the Week series that we have ongoing from now until the end of the season. You heard it, we previewed it a while back when we brought Liz Scott and you heard Chris Schenkel say it, 20 plus athletes, 20 plus schools, we're doing it bigger and better than ever. Last week, honorary captain, Aiden Bauman, quarterback, signal caller for South Dakota, and Chris Schenkel, managing partner for that office up in Sioux Falls, Northwestern Mutual. Well, season 3, this is week 2, bringing on a spider friend of the show. Welcome back, TJ Baldwin, redshirt sophomore, coming off an injury last year, so has a lot of high expectations. TJ, first and foremost, thank you so much for giving the show some time this week.
Yep, of course. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Alongside him, honorary captain part 2, Jordan Stevenson, financial advisor, development officer for the Northwestern Mutual Virginia Group. Jordan, you're also a friend of the show. You and I, our relationship has grown over the years, and I can only see it trending upward. You as well, sir. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Yes, an absolute pleasure. It was a ton of fun to get involved last year, and seeing this thing grow from 12 to 22 athletes over the 3 years since we've started has been awesome. Working with you and teaching has been a blast, man. Looking forward to this year as well.
I love it. Hey, let's start right there. Thanks for the alley-oop, Jordan. You talk about the expansion. This is season 3, so obviously we've had a few cracks at this thing. We, in the first season, managed to raise just under that $50,000 mark. Last season, nearly $70,000. So equating to over that $100,000 mark. That's something that I personally take a lot of pride in. I know every single managing partner involved. I know every single athlete that has been on the list. Now we have an alumni list, is super proud of that. TJ, when this was first thrown at you, when this was first brought to your attention and you were explained, hey, we're going to, if you allow us, use your name, image, and likeness, use your popularity, use somebody coming from high school who's won state championships, who has been All-State, who is now at a Division I school on scholarship, we're going to use a guy like you who is fundamental in a Richmond Spiders program to help raise money and awareness for something like childhood cancer. When you look back at it, did you see it growing into season 3 and onward? And obviously you're going to be with us for the near future, or did you just think this was a 1 year thing? Be truthful in this.
Honestly, because I got hurt, I didn't really get that much community back support just because I wasn't really around on the field. I was focused on my rehab and stuff. So I really thought it was going to be a one season deal, but I'm blessed to be back and I'm really tuned to get more community engagement in all of this.
Yeah, TJ, for you, a little over $6,000 last year. Jordan, why is it that TJ is back? What is it about him? Obviously, we know what he's like on the field inside that bucket, but off the field when he takes it off, why is it that TJ is back for us season 3 and also a second time for him?
Yeah, son, it's funny. TJ is one of the most humble guys I've ever met, man. And our core values in the Virginia group are giving, growth, and grit. And you take a high school all-star, suffers an injury, and while he's rehabbing, he's off the field at all of these community engagement events, raising money for a charity, partnering with an organization like us. Now he's back on the field, worked through the injury, starting and coming back for a second season. I think it's just a story written for the storybooks, man.
So TJ, for you, let's talk a little bit of football, obviously, to give this audience some context of who you are before we get into your personal life and kind of what drives you and what your why is. You're coming off an injury last year. If you want to talk about coming off of that injury into the off season, now being in this new one as you get older and you start to find a solidified role on this team, kind of take us through that. TJ Baldwin getting injured, finishing the season, and now up until this point, week 2, kicking off with Wofford in a few days.
I think me getting hurt, honestly, was one of the most humbling experiences of my life. I mean, I was really down in the dumps when it first happened against Elon. And I think I'm going to have to come back this year and do even more than I was doing last year.
Jordan, you talked about TJ being one of the most humble kids that you've ever met. If I can remember, TJ, we recorded our interview last season for this same cause a week after you were injured, or a week after you had gotten surgery, or it might have been days. What was it?
I think it was days.
I think it was a few days after TJ got injured, had surgery, that he hopped on and talked about, or just used his voice and used this platform to raise awareness. Jordan, I think something that I always ask some of the managing partners, and for you, financial advisor and development officers, is why is it so important that we have athletes, humble athletes, the type of athletes that we have on this list to kind of lead the charge in something like raising awareness for what we will get into here in a second, but Alex Lemonade Stand and their foundation and everything that Liz Scott and her husband Jay put in place?
Well, I think it's the same reason why we recruit student athletes so heavily to our internship program. And when you look at our leadership team at Northwestern Mutual, 2/3 of them are former student athletes coming from that program. It's because whether you lose the game or you win the game on Saturday, Stone, the only thing that's guaranteed is you're going back to practice on Monday, right? There's a level of grit to when they commit to doing something, they put 100% of their effort into it, and they have a natural ability to attract others to that cause. So when we heard about this program and we were connected to TJ, we knew it was a no-brainer to get them involved.
I love what you said there as far as regardless what happens, you're showing back to work on Monday. That is a really cool perspective, and I don't think a lot of people have it, so I appreciate you for dropping just these gems on FCS Nation. Again, having a chat here, Jordan Stevenson, Financial Advisor, Development Officer for the Northwestern Mutual Virginia Group, and alongside him, our honorary captain, TJ Baldwin, redshirt sophomore for the Richmond Spiders, puts his hands in the dirt and gets dirty. TJ, if you could kind of touch on what Jordan just hinted at there about how, you know, not necessarily how 2/3 of their interns are former athletes, what would you say to Richmond Spiders students, your fellow classmates, some of your teammates whose majors maybe align with what Northwestern Mutual wants to do and the type of students and grown and young men and women, kind of what would you say to them as far as why they should take that internship up? Obviously, you don't have a lot of time on your schedule as a college football player, but if you did, I'm sure you would be much more involved in that space. But kind of talk to your classmates who look up to you and kind of look for you for advice and direction a little bit.
I know a couple teammates that already do the internship, and I know those guys are sharp, and I know we got the best guys around at Northwestern Mutual.
And Jordan, why do you guys want to make your footprint bigger on campus? TJ just talked about having some teammates that are involved. Kind of you as well, talk to TJ's classmates. Obviously, TJ is somebody who his teammates, obviously, but people around school, people who are also Richmond Spiders and take pride in doing that, look up to and listen to. So kind of, again, one, why do you want your footprint to be bigger? And two, why should they intern with you guys? And kind of what is it long term for them?
Yeah, Stone, I think what we're looking at right now is a class of college students that unfortunately were impacted by COVID, right? And if you remember, global shutdown, classes were virtual, not a lot of in-person networking or face-to-face communication. And what we're inviting these students and athletes to do through our internship is not just come in and shadow or do a couple of case studies and do a little bit of analytical work, but actually get their hands dirty, meeting face-to-face with prospective clients, learning how to grow a book of business, and whether they're going to end up being a financial advisor working with Northwestern Mutual or go elsewhere to, you know, spread their wings in other industries. I think it's a key area that's missing for our students these days, and we're looking to provide them with that opportunity.
I love it. That's beautifully put. Hey, again, I just want to reset here. TJ Baldwin, Richmond Spider Honorary Captain of the Week, and alongside him, Jordan Stevenson, Financial Advisor and Development Officer. Listen, Alex Illuminates saying, guys, this foundation began, I don't know if you know the backstory as well as our audience probably does, Jordan, I know you do, but TJ, this foundation began with a single front yard lemonade stand started by a 4-year-old named Alex Scott. She was battling neuroblastoma. She wanted to raise money to help doctors help other kids like her. And when I had an interview with her mom, she talked about how when she became sick, this lemonade stand raising money just gave her the energy to wake up in the morning and go, go, go. And I think that was the coolest thing. Her legacy lives on through their foundation, obviously with the mission to find cures for all children battling cancer. To date, the foundation has raised over $250 million, funding 1,000 plus research projects alone and offering countless support to families across the U.S. and Canada. Jordan, let's get into Northwestern Mutual and Alex's lemonade stand and their relationship. It's huge. It's big time. Now, these, since 2012, Northwestern Mutual has donated well over the $60 million mark to the cause overall and has also funded 700,000 plus, a lot more than that, hours when it comes to research through their partnership. Talk about what that's been like, some people that you've been blessed enough to meet throughout the partnership and kind of how their mission goals align with Northwestern Mutual.
Yeah, I mean, it's been phenomenal getting to partner with Alex's over the last couple of years. I think two things that are important for your everyday individual that's looking to get partnered with a great cause out there, right? I think number one, most charities out there, Stone, believe it or not, have an expense ratio of about 65 to 75%. Alex is at 89%, meaning every single dollar we send to them, 89 cents is going directly to curing that childhood cancer. Number two, they've come out with the Crazy 8 initiative. And really what this is, they brought together the top 100 scientists and researchers across the world to lay out a roadmap to identifying a cure and identifying key initiatives to where, so that us as the donators know exactly where our dollars are going and how we're seeing an impact there. So having that sense of clarity with a charitable partner is something that not only us as Northwestern Mutual can get behind, but we can reach out to our partners in the community and explain to them clearly exactly why we're involved in this initiative. So it's been a blessing for us. Take it a step further. Northwestern Mutual has actually created the Lemon Top Challenge, where not just us involved in the company, but our partners can post a photo of them, lemon on their head, any social media platform, tag Alex's Lemonade, tag Northwestern Mutual, hashtag Lemon Top Challenge, hashtag One Richmond. Northwestern Mutual is going to donate $10 to the cause under TJ's name. So getting to see them go a step further and take some of our hard worked earnings and donate to this cause on behalf of our folks involved in the community is really exciting as well.
Poetry in motion there from Jordan Stevenson, folks. I absolutely love it. TJ, when you hear these giant numbers being rattled off and these initiatives and this partnership alone, it is different than most, dare I say, 90% of NIL deals that you see athletes getting involved in, right? You'll see somebody pop up with a clothing brand. You'll see somebody pop up at a car wash, whatever the case is, car dealership. But there's something different about this. It's using our name, image, and likeness for something a lot bigger than us. Is that how you see it?
That's exactly how I feel. I think it's definitely more so about pushing a positive like message and trying to spread awareness for Alex's Lemonade Stand.
I think it is about spreading a positive message. And I think for all of the other athletes on the list, as honorary captains, it's your job to do what you can to raise the most amount of money. Obviously, you want to hoist a lemon trophy, TJ.
Yep.
Kind of call out the Richmond Spider fan base and why they should donate to you, to the Virginia office, in making Richmond victorious in this, and how they can improve on last year, because you'll be on the field 24/7 each and every Saturday.
Well, I think we can look at my the links are in my bio. They're on all of my socials.
Anything helps, of course. And you also don't have to donate money. You can participate in the Lemon Top Challenge, just like Jordan mentioned a little while back. Jordan, now I will pass the mic to you to call out Richmond Spiders, the fans, everybody involved, everybody who is a supporter of that Spiders program, why they should donate.
Yeah, so we spent a lot of time on campus last year at Stone, and I've got to say the Spiders have some of the strongest alumni networks in the state of Virginia by far. We had the pleasure of going out there for the William and Mary rivalry game, and things got a little bit heated. So what I'm going to ask of the fans and alumni is to bring the same energy you bring to those games, to this fundraising cause. Whether it's $1, $100, $1,000, we don't care. Whether it's a Lemon Top photo, we just want to reach as many folks as we possibly can. What's most important to us is to spread awareness. The financial component of that will follow. So whatever you can do to get involved, we certainly encourage to do so. My last little plug is for the students on campus as well. We're going to be on campus multiple times throughout the semester. Please come out and see us. Join us at a tailgate, at a fundraising event. We'd love to meet you, shake your hand, and see if we've got an opportunity here for you at Northwestern Mutual as well.
I love it. I love it right there. That plug, yes, because there will be some things happening on site. I think each athlete and their representing office in partnership, obviously, with Northwestern Mutual, Alex Lemonade Stand, FCS Nation, us, myself, my co-host Kevin Marshall will be getting involved. Not only going to represent their school and calling fans out to be raising money, but also we'll be hosting community-facing events throughout the season. There will be opportunities for guys like TJ to sign autographs. So if you're a fan, you can also grab food with TJ at local restaurants. Whatever Jordan and his group decide to come up with, stay tuned, because obviously it'll be all over our social medias at FCS Nation Radio 1 on Twitter, Facebook, same exact thing. And obviously you can follow Jordan's office on Facebook and TJ Baldwin, obviously, Teray for ease on Twitter for his updates, because he'll keep you in the loop as well. TJ, I want to start with you. First of all, good luck with your Wofford game. Kickoff 6 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you so much for giving the show some time.
Yep, thank you. Glad to
Jordan,
be back.
Yes, glad to be back. And Jordan, for you, thank you so much. There are so many nuggets, like I mentioned 5-10 minutes ago, that you've dropped on the floor for everybody to pick up and run with. And also the call-outs have been great. The Lemon Top Challenge, everything partnership and initiative-wise that you guys have going on, and obviously the events that you and TJ will be putting on for the fans. Thank you so much for that, and obviously for joining the show. I can't thank you enough.
Absolute pleasure, Stone. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.